Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Welcome back. We're live from GTC 2026 with Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA RTX GPUs. But guess what? We're not talking about RTX GPUs right now, but my good friend, Matt Allard, former boss, now at NVIDIA, we're talking about Grace Blackwell. So Matt, first off, let's start with Station GB300. What's the hottest news coming out of GTC this year around this product?
Well, the excitement about the product is that we're actually showing live demos on it. We have a demo on the Dell Pro Max with GB300, really showing what it's capable of. And the fact that you've got this huge amount of power, really data center level performance and capability, is a game changer for folks that want to do AI on a local system behind their firewall.
Correct. So I think we've all seen that, you know, GPUs have gotten more powerful. People are not worried about the cloud, but they want to have, you know, sovereignty over their data. They want it to reside locally. They don't want latency and all that. So, I mean, the GB300 is a perfect, you know, answer. It's 20x, you know, the top performance, or run a billion parameter model at, you know, FP4. But let me ask you, you're kind of on the inside, right?
Yeah.
What else makes, you know, as you call Station, we call GB300, kind of the same thing. What makes that product special?
Really, what makes that product special is that it derived from our data center architecture, Grace Blackwell. If you look at the Spark, your version of the Pro Max with GB10, that's kind of a shrunk down version of our data center products, really reduced to a system on a chip. This is the exact same processors, CPU and GPU, that you'd find in our NVL servers. So it really is data center level performance. That comes with a huge amount of memory, 748 gigabytes of coherent memory. That means you can fit up to a trillion parameter model. Really amazing to be able to experiment with big foundational models before you deploy. And of course, because it has the same architecture, it's really easy to then shift up to the Dell data center products, NVL data centers.
I couldn't have said it better. This is why a guy was my former manager. The last question I want to end it with, did you watch the keynote today?
I did.
What was your biggest aha moment or the favorite thing that for you coming out of the keynote?
So I'm so focused on the PC client products. I was really excited about the new NemoClaw capability. That is really amazing because agentic AI is having an inflection point. It's a moment that's going to really drive people to use continuously operating agents. And things like the Dell Pro Max with GB10 are perfect for that because you can run a lightweight device running OpenClaw or NemoClaw directly on that device and really get to see what's possible with agents.
I'll tell you what's possible because I've set up OpenClaw. You got to set your permissions. That's why you need NemoClaw.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So you could minimally use OpenShell, which is now part of OpenClaw. OpenShell gives you essentially a sandbox. So it gives you permissions and policies that will keep it from running a little bit wild. OpenClaw has some security issues, and so running it with the OpenShell is great. NemoClaw makes it even easier. It's a blueprint and an example of just set it and go.
I love it. So Matt, always a pleasure talking to you. If you happen to be at GTC, stop by the Dell booth, booth 714, to see one of the only working OpenClaw/NemoClaw/OpenShell/Jensen special demos that are running out there right now. And with that, it's a wrap.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.